I really. What's up, bitches? Happy fucking Friday. You made it to the end of the week. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you. I have another special guest tonight. Say hi, Jezra.
Hi.
Those of you who don't know, I have a few college kids, actually, but Jezra came home tonight and I thought this was going to be a cool impromptu conversation about parenting. So I'm here actually looking at my computer, hiding the video. So neither of us are like staring at it like awkwardly and all the things. So I don't want her to feel any kind of way. I don't share the videos with you guys yet. There might be a Patreon subscription in the future where you can pay to subscribe. But yeah, I guess I just want to talk parenting a little bit. And I thought it would be cool just to have someone on who's had the experience of a parent who has fucked up a lot and then, process the healing of the things. And so how does a kid navigate through that? And she had an exciting ass day. So you want to tell us what happened today?
I popped my tire on my car driving home tonight, and I was crying the whole time on the phone with my mom and on the phone with my dad. And then I was filling out the application to get roadside service for my insurance, and then a guy stopped. And then I started crying again because he stopped and it was embarrassing. And yeah, but he changed my tire for me. It was really sweet. He was really nice.
And so there you have it. Brandon Lynette did not teach her girls really how to change a tire. I mean, we've just never done it. It's never happened. And anytime my tire goes flat, I call someone else too. So, or I literally, like, I've driven over shit, bitch. I've done it so many times. Like, so many times. Driving over shit, my tire's flat, and I just immediately take it to a tire repair place. But I get it. She's 3 hours from home. It was a little traumatizing and she just kind of went in panic mode. So we all kept telling her she's safe and bless the guy that helped her because he was telling her the same thing, like you're safe. It's okay. He's like, get out of the road. So I appreciate, what was his name? Do you
Mark
remember?
Connors or
Mark
something.
Connors. Thank you for saving my daughter today. She was not excited to have to wait for roadside assistance. She was stressing out a little bit about that. But let's jump into some a little bit of parenting, you guys. Listen, bitch, thank you for tuning in. And this is a little different episode. I guess I've done a few parenting episodes. I can speak on this because I know what it's like to not have parents, and I know what it's like to be a parent. So of course I'm a fucking expert, okay? Of course I know what I'm talking about. I definitely learned something in my journey of what not to be. So I guess, Jez, what do you want to talk about with parenting? Because I have fucked up. People are like, oh my God, you're such a great mom. And I'm going to tell you, I am, but it's not without some fuckery. Like I made a lot of mistakes.
I mean, I think we both made a lot of mistakes that resulted in us not getting along for a while, but I think we both, mom, worked on ourselves and got through it.
But don't you think, like, as a kid, it's your job to mess up? You know what I mean? Wasn't there an expectation? Do you feel like, from your perspective, was it easy to see the ways I was messing up? Or was it hindsight after I started healing where we realized, like, man, I really messed up?
I think it was more after.
Yeah.
'Cause like I still thought you were a great mom and stuff, but
Right.
like I don't know.
What do you think our relationship would be like now? Because I've reacted in ways with you that I'm not proud of. They still, like, there are moments that I think I've done things and I'm like, it brings so much shame to me. So, where do you think our relationship would be had I not been someone that apologizes?
Well, I don't think I'd be home right now. Yeah, I just don't think we'd be like talking. Like, I don't think we'd have a great relationship.
So you think it's important that parents take responsibility and are not afraid to apologize when they fuck up?
Yeah, I agree.
Do you think that our relationship benefits from the honesty I've always brought of, like, I don't sugarcoat things, I don't hide the things, like it's all on the table? Do you think that is a benefit or is that a burden?
I think it's a benefit. Like in the moment, I hate it, and I just want to
it.
hear all the good things. But like after a while, I'm like, okay, she was right, I guess.
Yeah.
It sucks sometimes to admit, but like I like the honesty.
How do you think your mom was messed up, right? We know that. Like, her mom signed her rights off on her. She was a troublemaker, made stupid decisions for a very long time. How is it that you think, how are you so level-headed? Like, how do you have your shit together? Where do you think that comes from?
I think you just like watching you grow and stuff. Like, I'm like, okay, if she went through all this and is still like, there's people who went through the same things and are in jail right now and don't
Exactly.
talk to their kids and don't have a relationship with their kids and their kids hate them, like all this stuff. But like, you push through it and you made yourself who you are today.
Dang, that's you're getting a little deep here. I put you on the spot and you're hitting some serious topics right here. This is my thing. No matter where you're at as a parent, I think if you can just stop and take some personal responsibility for where you are and to not be afraid. If you know you're responsible for your kids' relationship with you and them being fucked up, if you know you play a part in that, you cannot pretend it didn't happen. And I think that's one of the hardest things for me is knowing, especially with your sister, my oldest, she's very self-aware and she harbors a little bit of trauma, I think intentionally because she is so aware. And like her perspective is not necessarily not what my intention was, but I still honor her feelings, right? I still honor that was her perspective. That's how she felt through it. And some of that shit hurts as a parent to think, man, this is really how she's feeling. You know, I don't think you really communicate as much on that level, but there has to be some things that kind of fucked you up, right?
Honestly, I've never thought about it.
No. Because you are level-headed, right? But like, do you ever feel like sometimes you have just this memory of like a little bit of trauma, a little bit of stress, a little bit of. Don't be afraid to come close to the microphone because you're going to sound far away to people. You got to get real close to your mother here. We're
I
sharing a
mean,
microphone.
I don't think the trauma that I think of doesn't necessarily come from you. Like,
Oh my gosh, me yelling or dad being a fool.
yeah,
Like,
like that I think about sometimes, but it's not like, I don't know.
it's not a trauma thing.
Yeah, I just think it's just memories.
Right. Do you think that had we not changed and things had not shifted, do you think we would be in the same position as a family right now?
I think you and dad would be
Oh,
divorced.
hell yeah.
I don't think we would ever see dad, really.
Yeah. No. He came through for us pretty big on that, like getting his shit together. So we all secretly celebrate him. He is a little bit of a hero because it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to take someone who had no kids and then throw him in a mix with four kids and then, you know, just we wrecked his lifestyle. We wrecked his lifestyle hardcore. But it was always a choice for him. And then it just came down to like, if you're still going to choose us, other things have to change too. No big deal. Do you think that there's something, where do you see our family in like 5 to 10 years? Do you think we're still going to be this close that you guys are always going to be wanting to be here and that you with your siblings, how do you feel with that? Because that's something that means a lot to me.
I mean, I think we'll be as close. Like, I don't know where I see myself in 5 to 10 years, but I see myself close to home. Like, I don't think I could. I think 3 hours is far. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, 3 hours is traumatizing for us. And especially like your first year, that was really, it was a very eerie feeling to have you so far away. And I went into self-preservation mode where I was just like, I can't think about it because I will drive myself insane. I can't think about how far she is. I just have to trust. And I do that a lot still because I'll catch myself like, it's a bizarre thing. I have to just let go and trust that you're okay, you know? And then getting phone calls like today where you're crying, I'm just like, my heart drops. And as soon as I hear my tire's flat, I'm like, oh, thank God she's okay. Anything else you want to tell people before I go on my normal rant and let you cuddle back up on the couch?
No, I think I said everything.
She wants to say, tune in to listen, bitch. Subscribe. Make sure you share it with your friends, all the things.
And join the group on Facebook.
Ooh, join the group on Facebook. See, she's hired. Shit, she's hired. Who needs college? Just become my assistant. All right, bitches. I'm just moving my microphone here. So thanks for letting us have that conversation. I feel like I'd like shit to be out front, okay? And I'm gonna tell you guys, I am most definitely not a perfect mom. Like, I literally today I'm in the car with my kids and I'm feeling overstimulated, okay? I'm stressed because they had a half day and I didn't even get to homeschool the girls today. Okay. So that was weighing on me. I needed to go to the store to get some shit to be able to make dinner tomorrow. I still had to get here and make sure they had the stuff for the dinner tonight. Like, I had let myself get caught up in all the things I had to do. Plus, I had to go to work. Okay. So I have all these things on my mind and I'm just like overstimulating myself and my kids are doing the things, right? Like one's tapping his foot on the door and I could hear the plastic. The other one's doing some mouth pop thing. The other two are fighting. And I was just like, all right, y'all have to stop. Like everybody shut the hell up. I need 5 minutes of silence. I cannot think right now. But I legit have to ask my kids for that time and that space. And they're just kids. They're not doing anything wrong. But I know I have that damn, what is it, misophonia? Like, I really, really struggled when it came to hearing people chew their fucking food. Bitch, when I tell you, I literally imagine killing people when I could hear them chewing. And it's something I've really, really fought with. And it, definitely microdosing the shrooms helps, bitches. But just really becoming self-aware and realizing, like, what is happening? I'm the one that's overstimulated 9 times out of 10 because my brain is fucking psycho. My brain just goes and goes and goes. And there's not really a chill factor in it. So I have to chill everything out around me so that I can navigate through that. But I'm going to tell you guys, if you're a parent, if you are a parent, you're going to fuck up. You're going to make mistakes. I promise you that. No kid makes it out unscathed. There are always moments or memories or something that just kind of fucks them up. And if you can embrace parenthood and know it's going to be messy because there's not a handbook, and what worked for me and my family isn't going to work for you and yours. That's a fact. There's no fucking cookie cutter household. I promise no one raises their kids like I do. I am obsessive, very fucking protective. Like my babies were with me until they could talk. They would not be around strangers or other people. Literally, did not trust them with anyone until I knew they could have a conversation and say, you know, so and so said this and all the things. Like I knew they could communicate. All of that, co-sleeping, I just have been one of those baby wearing crazy moms. Okay. Literally, still to this day, I have a 4-year-old and I'm not ready to travel. I'm not ready to leave her. I'd be devastated if I left for the weekend. Like, I just would be, it's, I hate it. I hate that feeling of being away from my family. So I'm just a weird mom. But I do think that if you had a shitty childhood, this is your chance to fucking do better. Like, we are supposed to be everything that we needed. And what I knew I needed was a great mom. So I had to become one, you know? And I think that's what kept me going through it is just knowing everything in life is fucking messy. We're going to mess up. There's going to be things I'm embarrassed about. There's going to be things that I'm ashamed of. There's going to be things that I hope we never have to talk about. But the shit's there, it doesn't disappear. So it is just a matter of like owning, taking that responsibility of like, there were some tough moments in our life, man. My everything I did to protect my kids, everything was from love and just putting them first for fucking everything. Like I was last for so long. And then getting a divorce, they had to grow up really fucking fast. And there are moments that I just feel like, man, that really sucked for them. And then I'm like, no, because this is going to be part of their power story of like, we went through a really hard fucking year. And when I talk about this year, I'm telling you, like, it was a lot. It was a lot. And yeah, up until 7 years ago, there were 2 years that I had to work outside of home and I've never left these babies. So all that shit's fucking hard, man. Working on custody agreements, like, are you kidding me? It's tough. And there's no way to navigate it. You can't go around it. You have to go through it. So parenting is much like everything else you're doing. It's fucking tough, man. It's tough. And maybe you haven't heard it lately, but I want you to know you're doing a good job. You've got to take the deep breath and look at that beautiful creation that you have, or creations, or a fuck ton of kids if you're like me. Look at them and see the magic in all of them. I promise you're going to see the good that you've done in everything they're doing. And I love when the girls go out. Like we've always worked together, done things together, and people are just like, they're so great. And it means a lot to me. I know it's a 50-50 job for them to choose to be great and for everything I've done to make sure they had a better life than I've had. So it's not easy, bitch. It's not easy. I get it. And you bring other people into the mix. I couldn't imagine. I guess maybe it's a little easier for me because it's just us. It's always been us. 100%. Like, we don't have the close family. We don't have, people here. We don't have the tribe. We don't have the village. Like, it's just us. And I think that has made us really close. And I think one of my, I get a little nervous sometimes because I think, man, are we going to be like this? I want to be that, pillar of the family where everybody's going to grandma's house and great grandma's house like all the time. Like, I just want the babies just to always be here. So I try to nurture and work through situations. If I see someone struggling, we talk it out. If you don't want to talk it out, then I'm going to let you struggle until you hit rock bottom and I'm going to pull you out. Like, that's just how it works. So I don't know, bitch. I don't know. I love being a mom, though. It has been the greatest gift in my life of everything I've ever done. I don't give a fuck about the books. I did get a road. I got to ride my fucking motorcycle tonight, you guys. I got to ride it today. It was like 80 fucking degrees, 78. It was really fucking nice. Even driving home, it was about 65. It was dreamy. It was a very dreamy day. So I was super excited. My only complaint, it was a little windy on the way there. And then I forgot my motorcycle gloves don't fit my hands when I have fucking claw nails on. Bitch, I have claw nails on. So it was really hard to shift on the way home tonight, but I figured it out. I give zero fucks and I'm like, I'm having a great time. Probably the last time because I heard Michigan's about to get some snow. So I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, the house needs to puke Christmas, and I think everything will be right in my world.